On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Nicola Everett.
Parents in Kent are being offered catch-up vaccinations for their children as UNICEF warns of a sharp rise in the number of measles cases. Their figures show more than 500,000 youngsters in the UK missed out on their first MMR jab over the last 8 years. And health experts reckon 1,300 children here in Kent are at risk. Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP in Stroud.
It is a disaster waiting to happen. We virtually eliminated measles in the UK. We got to a point where the only measles we were getting was imported. And so, unfortunately, because there's big outbreaks in places like Germany and Italy and Romania and even places like the United States, the danger is they'll come into the UK. We've got groups of children who are not vaccinated, and it's a very, very infectious disease. So then it'll start spreading the population here.
We've got details of the clinics and times you can go along at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
There's anger this lunchtime that top secret information about Chinese tech firm Huawei seems to have leaked from a government security meeting. Labour wants an investigation after details about the UK using the firm to build some of its 5G network were reported yesterday. A report seen by KMFM has revealed 7 roads in Kent are among the 20 most dangerous in England. They've been singled out by Highways England for the number of crashes and include the A282 towards the crossing to Essex, the A2 at Darrenth and A21 from Tunbridge to Hastings. 5 of the roads are in Dartford. Kelly Grehan is from the Dartford Safe for Roads campaign group.
Statistics show that road crashes cost the economy about $35 billion each year, which is about 2% of gross domestic product. So there's lots of reasons why this affects Dartford badly. Firstly, in terms of the dangers that it poses to everybody that uses the roads, and also just in terms of the effects on the economy. And everyone that lives in Dartford knows that there's a good chance every time you leave the house that you'll be late home and won't be picking your kids up from school or nursery and so on.
Meantime, a group of cyclists have been caught risking their lives by dodging traffic and jumping red lights in Sittingbourne. At Kent Online, you can see video of them ignoring traffic signals at a busy junction near Morrison's and Homebase on the retail park in Mill Way.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Almost 50 calls a day were made to a leading charity in Kent last year about cruelty, neglect, injury and suffering to animals. Stats released today by the RSPCA show they were contacted more than 18,000 times in the county during 2018. 500 of those calls were about exotic pets. Kirsty Gillard is an exotic animals expert at the charity. She says people often buy them without realising how much care they need.
It's not a case of just buying the equipment initially. You have to replace bulbs and, you know, check that it's getting up to the right temperature for your species, whatever you're keeping. So, yeah, it's really, really sad that these guys suffer for a lot of the time things that could be so simple to fix.
Sainsbury's and Asda's planned multi-billion pound merger has been formally blocked. Despite previous assurances from the supermarkets, the Competition and Markets Authority decided it would lead to increased prices. And a dog's been rescued by firefighters after falling 40 metres down a well in Medway. 3-year-old Kiki the pug got stuck in her back garden on Mearsborough Road in Raynham last night. Crews filled a bag with her favourite dog food and lowered it into the hole so she could climb in and be pulled to safety.
KMFM Showbiz.
Well, filming for a new Hollywood movie starring Kate Winslet is underway in Kent. The Hollywood stars shooting a drama in Ashford, and Molly is there for KMFM.
I'm here in Charing today, where overnight part of the village was transformed into a period film set. It's understood that Hollywood A-lister Kate Winslet is in the county to shoot scenes for one of her upcoming dramas called Ammonite. The Academy Award winner and 7-time nominee, best known for playing Rose in the blockbuster Titanic, lives across the West Kent border in Sussex. The latest flick also stars Lady Bird actress Saoirse Ronan, and principal filming for the movie began in March in Dorset. Security was reportedly tight last night with school road closed, but from where I'm stood on the junction with High Street, I can see lighting and cameras on cranes, as well as 19th century props including wagons and barrels, all part of the hot set. It's understood filming is taking place in a building called Romney House. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk. But for those travelling through Charing tonight, expect diversions to be in place again between 5pm and 2am tomorrow morning. That's because the road in question is closed to through traffic for two nights for the cast and crew to complete their work as Hollywood comes to Kent.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket in Kent's One Day Cup match against Glamorgan has been disrupted by the rain. The home side were on 12 for 1 in Cardiff after six overs before the covers had to be brought on. Earlier, star batsman Sam Billings had to be replaced for the Spitfires after suffering a shoulder injury. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.